Live from Bengaluru, India, it's the Blurred Lines Podcast with comedians Sanjay Manaktala and Sandeep Rao, talking about lines that blur Indians. This is Blurred Lines.
What's up, ladies and gents? Welcome back to another episode of the Blurred Lines Podcast. This week, I am here, Sanjay Manaktala, along with my co-host, Mr.
Wow, hello!
Sandeep Rao, that's our radio voice, hello! Yeah. Sounding like we're like metalheads who never made it, yeah!
Death West.
Death metal, yeah.
Slam drink.
And
if we do this entire podcast drunk, will it be slurred lines?
Slurred lines? Oh my goodness. It'll be board lines, actually.
Yeah, I think. I don't think I'll listen to you. Like, where do you want to comics drunk to talk?
Oh my goodness. But this week, we are talking about something that probably some metalheads probably do, which is, of course, vegetarian versus non-vegetarian. I recently got married to a vegetarian, yet I am a carnivore. Sandeep, what about you?
It's very funny that you use those words, right? Because
carnivore?
No.
Married.
Like veg, non-veg. Uh-huh. So it's a very Indian thing. Like, I want non-veg, you know?
Non-veg.
So I remember once my cousin, we had gone for dinner. So typically, you know, we come from this kind of Brahmin community. So typically vegetarian. And now, of course, some of us eat meat. So we go to restaurants which serve.
Now, bread. Of course, like they never did before. Yeah.
I don't think so. Like, for instance, like my dad and his sisters and all their spouses and kids and all go out. It's about 90% who are veg.
Yeah.
Like my uncle, my dad, and I might, or my sister if she's in town, or my mom doesn't. So we're all vegetarian. But, you know, okay, my dad, we like a butter chicken or something.
Yeah.
And I remember once.
So you're at a restaurant, you went out, you were saying?
My cousin, my dad's sister's daughter's married a Muslim, right?
Yeah.
So the entire, their family was down. So it's like five of them. And obviously they want their meat, right? Because they eat a lot of meat compared to us. So I remember.
So I'm getting hungry. Yeah.
I know, dude. There's like good, like, Sikh kebab, biryani, and all that.
Yeah.
And there's one other cousin's husband. He was sitting and then he just got up and walked away and he came to me. He's like, I said, what happened, man? Are you upset? He's like, can't sit there, maga. Envy items.
Envy items? Oh, really? He's envy items.
Envy, like non-veg.
Yeah. No, I got that. But oh my, he made code out of it.
He's like, oh, no, envy items.
And oh my God,
I was like,
dude.
Wow. So basically in Bangalore, there are people who go envy items, hot drinks.
Means envy item, hot drink, mean alcohol and meat.
Yeah, when you go away from your traditional kind of meal, from your wife, from the house, businessmen, all these uncles be like, oh, I'll just go and come back 2 minutes and they'll go to the bar, knock back five, have like chicken 65 and come back. So it's hot drinks, envy items.
And they'll do it in like 30 minutes.
I've seen people not doing it in 30 minutes. We're sitting at a dinner somewhere, right? I mean, so we're sitting at a bar with some people.
Yeah.
The husband, the wife, and their three kids or two kids are sitting at the thing, which is just like, say like a Nandini, right? Has a bar area upstairs.
Yeah.
And has
so good. Yeah.
So they'll be eating the meals downstairs.
Donald Trump, so good. Nandini biryani, so good.
So good. So they'll be eating the meals downstairs. The husband will tell his wife, I'll just go up quickly to the loo. Come and knock back like four large rums. And go
in like 2 minutes.
Less than 2 minutes, dude. He's like literally lined up four shots, knocked it back, and then gargles with some soap and then goes down. It's a common thing.
Dude, I didn't realize, I mean, maybe because I'm so ignorant as an NRI here. Like, so people are, my wife is Gujarati, obviously, and her family is entirely vegetarian. People are as crazy about being veg in South India.
So there's a thing in our language called Angel.
Angel.
It sounds like angel, but angel, they call it muddy also. It's another word. So the way it worked was in a Brahmin's cuisine, right?
Yeah.
It has to be pure, untouched food.
Untouched,
like, the person who cooks it has to be a Brahmin. It shouldn't be seen by a person of a lower caste. Back in the day, not like...
Oh, Jesus.
Like last
Christ.
Week, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
And the basic
things,
of course, there's a lot of tradition and stupid culture in it where you can't do these certain things. Like, for instance, if you're serving, you know, food to your plate and the bowl where the food is in touches your plate, we have to throw the dish.
Mm.
It's not even like the actual hand or the food. And like, for instance, like all these weird things, like if you have something for breakfast that can't be repeated at lunch, lunch can't be repeated for dinner. It has to be fresh dishes.
Jesus Christ.
So these are things. And if you, for God forbid, you eat with your right hand and serve with the same hand.
It's over.
Yeah,
and you've dealt with this.
Kills herself.
You've dealt with this in your lifetime, like seeing somebody served the wrong hand, and then they had to cancel the meal or something.
So I've seen people, like friends of mine, used to come from school, and
they're all hungry because somebody had the wrong hand,
and they never knew about this. And it's but the whole thing about eating with the right hand, serving the same hand, that's just hygiene, right? Like I don't want like sticky sambar prints on my spoon.
Yeah,
we've never thrown out the food, but my grandmom, you know, God bless her, she was. you know, I have very fond memories of her because she grew up with this. It's not like she knew any better.
Of course, yeah.
That was like a thing for her when she was growing up. She had to wait for my grandfather to finish and then only eat. And she had to eat off the same plate.
Oh,
and my granddad's like, no chance. Fuck that. I'm getting rid of that system. You are eating your own plate. You're eating with me. So those are men in those generations who were ahead of their times, you know.
By being decent human beings.
Exactly. It's so stupid that you give credit to
people. By being normal. Yeah. He didn't hit her. He deserves a medal. That's the... You brought up a great... Not a great point, but your story about envy items and hard drinks. Like, even now, for the first time in my life after marriage, I'm like, whoa, there's vegetarians at every single meal.
Yeah.
And I'm so used to being out with the boys, and most of my friends are non-vegetarian.
Yeah.
And that kind of zone where you're at like a dinner with aunties and uncles or, you know, grandma and grandpa, and everyone is ordering veg and you're starving. You're just like, I just want that one chicken kebab, dude.
But it'll upset your in-laws.
But it'll literally kill the whole vibe of the table.
Yeah.
And even though you kill the chicken.
But why is food such a barrier? Like, why is it something which makes so much of a presence felt, right?
See, because food is one of those staples of humanity. There's food, there's sex, there's religion, which is tied into the food. You know, there's obviously clothing, basically anything you're going to need day to day. And I think with food, since it has such an important part in the Indian lifestyle, like maki dal, it's my mother's dal, it's the best dal, you know, that...
You sound like a pedo when you say that.
I sound like a pedo.
Maki dal.
hey, buddy. Hey, maki dal.
You want to see my little lentil, little boy?
Jesus. Okay. I don't know why I keep saying Jesus.
You want some butter on that?
Maki dal? Oh, Lord. Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you why I brought up this whole thing. So Nivi is a total carnivore, right?
She loves your wife. Her.
Yeah.
Your wife, Nivi, for the listeners, not just his girlfriend. Yeah, his wife. Right?
Yeah, she's a good girlfriend as well.
Yeah.
She's my girlfriend.
They role play. You be non-vegetarian. Yeah. So
she loves going. Chicken. No, she eats everything, right? And she really enjoys the flavor because she grew up eating meat at home, right? So from lamb to beef to seafood to whatever, she enjoys it.
Can she go a day without eating?
So now she has, because at home it's not because I said you have to be vegetarian, but she didn't know that there were so many yummy veg options. So like when we cook at home, it's not just like a rasam and
it's not
sabzi.
Dal rice only.
Yeah, there's other options like and vegetables which she never even looked at and even used. Now it's like not bad. But my point I'm making is, when you were first dating, right, we had to go on a trip. And it was
you
really
and
nice.
I or her and you?
Yeah, you and I ended abruptly.
Maki dal. Yeah, go on. Yeah.
So we were sitting in a shack, I remember, in Goa, and she's like, you must try this prawns. I'm like, I don't like it too much, right? Because I just don't enjoy the smell, the aftertaste. And of course, a lot of people who enjoy prawns are like, what's wrong with you? That's the best part, right?
Yeah.
And that's my point. I enjoy certain things. Like, I really would have really enjoyed just maybe... You know, a paneer 65. Oh, yeah.
Ew,
like,
oh, dude, really?
Exactly. And my point is, people are going, you want to go out and eat paneer 65?
Yeah.
Dude, I can go anywhere now and eat what the fuck I want. It's my choice.
Yeah.
Right?
Of course.
I don't have to go enjoy like French cuisine, a baguette.
Of course. But you're not a vegetarian, but you are a guy who likes
I never grew up eating that much meat. I mean, I'd enjoy a certain amount of like chicken rolls or kebabs, and I eat that still, right?
Yeah.
But why is there a certain level of pressure to do a certain thing that other people expect
because
you to do?
I'll explain, dude, as a non-vegetarian here, and you can play the veg guy today, that's fine. I think non-vegetarians feel that, like, non-vegetarians are way more passionate about enjoying food in general than the average vegetarian is. And I'm going to put that statement out there. For example, if you put 10 chicken dishes in front of a non-vegetarian and you put 10 veg dishes in front of you, for example, we will probably think a lot more about what we want to eat, what it'll taste. We'll probably overorder more because that shit hits the serotonin a lot more than just typical vegetarian food. And that's what I think.
Okay,
I could be wrong.
Okay, Sham, one second.
No, I'm not being Dr. Sham, but our good psychiatrist friend.
No, but
I
think so because, okay.
I think so. I think non-veggies are more foodies than vegetarians.
Fair enough. But
and look at what vegetarians are trying to do. They're trying to make... You don't see non-vegetarians trying to be like, this is chicken broccoli.
But, that's not, you know, dude,
but vegetarians.
Vegans, that's
no, that's vegans. Yeah. They're also vegetarians, right?
No,
yeah.
Not necessarily.
You got to take them, all right?
Vegans don't eat like half the things we enjoy. Like, you ask a vegan, like, will you have rasam rice with ghee? They're like, ghee,
like, ghee, chee. Like,
that's
no,
what vegetarians. Yeah. Okay, I'll give you, I will back you on this point, like, because I came back from my Edinburgh Fringe, right? And literally that morning I landed and I had to go to Chennai for a show. So I landed at the hotel. I was jet lagged, hadn't slept. And I was craving chicken tikka masala and rice.
Of course you were.
Right?
Yeah.
And I already had the gravy. Yeah. I only had the gravy.
Yeah. So you, when you order this stuff at hotels, wait. Huh. Pause. Keep going with the story. But when at hotels, you order chicken tikka masala and rice and you just leave the meat there?
I eat like a piece. So I don't demolish the whole meat. Like say it comes with like 9 pieces.
I want to cancel this podcast.
I've had about 4. Right?
Yeah. So.
Dude, I'm very picky. Like my chicken has to taste
clearly, you're not picking anything.
Like chicken.
Yeah.
I don't eat chicken that tastes like chicken. Fuck chickens. They don't taste nice.
Yeah.
As long as the masala is soaked.
Go be a vegan. Yeah.
No, that's why is that my option? Why can't I do what I'm doing?
So
right
you want
now?
Chicken gravy and rice.
Why are you guys being intolerant to food people, right? If a guy wants to order chicken tikka
masala. Because that animal suffered so you could eat
I'm
it.
I'm not going to throw the food away. I'm giving it to someone who'll appreciate it more.
You're going
to
give
some poor cunt is waiting outside.
you're gonna give 4 pieces of chicken with no gravy to somebody. With like gravy residue.
I don't eat that much. I don't eat that much. So there's obviously like
some
there's
gravy.
Only 4 pieces left.
Okay.
I'll pack it up, wash it, and give it to my dog because
okay.
she enjoys it.
Okay, so go on.
If there's a significant
Unpause.
Amount of food left,
yeah.
Yeah, if there's a significant amount of food left. I will give it. Oh, I will eat it. I will do justice to it. I'm not going to throw food.
Okay, but the story you were saying. Forget the food wasting. Yeah.
No, the veg food. Yeah. If it's well made veg food, there are options that make me drool. And everyone thinks, oh, veg, you might like dosa and sambar.
No,
it's
those are that's called French fries, basically. French fries. I mean,
you're just being a dick about this. You know
I'm being like, I'm being the like sexist version of a non-veg guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're just being one of those like,
I'm just like, get in the kitchen, eat meat or like whatever. Okay, so.
Okay, here's another point I'm going to throw to you. And a lot of vegans use this as an argument for being vegan. The meat industry, the poultry industry, fuck all.
Meaning?
The way the birds are treated, the hormones.
I'm sure, yeah.
Cows being milked for a lot of milk.
Yeah, no, they're being bred to for maximum efficiency, maximum
expected
value.
Yeah, and they're constantly
value.
Induced where pregnancy.
Yeah,
and they're, constantly
they're overweight, made, overfat, exactly. killed young.
So is that something that bothers you as a carnivore, you savage?
It doesn't bother me because I'm well aware that ignorance is bliss and it's not in my face. And I'm not going to watch 19 Netflix documentaries showing me a cow get its head chopped off.
Right. Okay, so you.
So I'm fully aware that I'm ignorant, as I am aware that a freaking 6-year-old kid made my iPhone, or a 10-year-old Bangladeshi kid made the T-shirt you and I are both wearing. Like I'm ignorantly aware of it.
Just looking at my T-shirt.
Yeah.
Fucking nice. I mean, small hands.
It's like 10,000 rupee diesel polo shirt with made in Bangladesh by a 12-year-old.
No, actually, mine was made in like Croatia. I think we're exporting all this shit back to the white people.
Like,
you make your T-shirt. Okay, I like the boy.
You know. Yeah. So that's it. It doesn't.
No,
I wish it did, but it doesn't.
Is why
dude.
Is food something that upsets people so much? Or I understand the happiness, right? Because some people, like my sister, when she comes from Singapore, the day she lands, she's like, okay, for lunch, I'm going to have this. For evening, I'm going to have, like, bisibele bhata that my mom made. Next morning for breakfast, I'm going to have dosa. Next morning for
she plans every meal when she comes back.
She
to
looks
India.
Forward to every
That's
meal.
That's such an NRI thing to do. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to.
Because she has 1 week, she packs in like 30 meals, right?
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, I put on weight. I'm like, of course you, fat cow. You just ate like fucking 40 chickens.
She was like, I went to Hyderabadi biryani for lunch, then I went to Nandini for dinner, then I went to freaking.
No, she's from Singapore, dude. So she obviously starts off with like cheaper stuff. Like, I went to Nagarjuna, then I went like, because the thing is, they get all the fancy shit there, right? So they only want to go to like
some grimy ass like Nagarjuna.
Authentic food, right?
So not Empire, but Nagarjuna.
Because
Nandini,
NRIs, when they leave the city in that same year and they come back to the same year.
Yeah.
Like, remember what happened to Kebab Corner? It's not there. I'm like, that was there 20 years back. We moved on, right? But even though Kebab Corner is something I'm going to stop at after this podcast. Oh.
What's so good about Kebab Corner in
That's
Bangalore?
The thing.
This is the one on...
That's the thing. So I might ask you what's so good about like a prawn fry, right? And everyone will jump going, I'll tell you what's good about it. It's prawn.
It's just
fried.
The oil, the way they do it or something.
And I think that's the thing when it comes to food. If you enjoy something and if you're having a day where you just want to go to like Goa or Sri Lanka and just have good like dal and rice and pickle.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Sure.
Or you at the same time are getting like a proper sear fish, which is grilled. You have all the spices or you might have it like just, enjoy it. Why is food something we're fighting over? Why is it an agenda-based kind of thing? Like vegans hate vegetarians. Vegans are going on. Yeah, do your thing for your own thing.
I don't think food is something we're fighting over. But
I've seen people pass 90 comments. Oh, you Brahmin. What do you think?
No, because people eat people eat 3 times a day. And more often than not, they share meals. And so even more, dude, to be honest, I would justify fighting over food more than fighting over politics. Because if Nirav Modi is in the UK... stealing 1,000 crores, it doesn't really change your life at all. But if somebody is pouting the fact that you know, vegans are the way to go and you have to share a meal with that person tomorrow, it's going to be in your life.
And that's annoying. That's annoying. I'm saying, why are we fighting about food? In a sense, fighting this thing.
I think we're fighting about food.
If the vegan wants to
come
with me for dinner, we'll obviously go to a place. But now because it's a cool thing, the vegan gets priority. So
Would you go to a vegan restaurant? No, you would go to a restaurant that has vegan options.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that is a limiting thing. Like, you know I am a crutch sometimes in my friends' planning. They're like, let's go to Karavali or let's go to like Coast to Coast where there's only seafood. And at that point, I might not get like everything I like. I might not get the best dishes, but I will eat things I like. So I think that point I'm trying to kind of get to myself as well is be adjusting, but like things. Like in the sense, don't be too limited saying I can only eat curd rice because then you're fucked.
Yeah. I would love to do a sketch actually about the same way how a non-vegetarian is awkward around a table full of vegetarians. Yeah. We should do a sketch where a vegetarian is awkward around a table full of vegans.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, can I get the roti and the ghee?
Can
and then
I
like
get the butter roti? Oh, no. Butter.
Yeah. Can I get the butter? And then that guy comes up and he's like, BB or like, yeah. Or B or what did he say? NV item. B item.
NV item. NV.
Yeah, yeah. Non-vegan
life
item.
Life is tofu.
Life is tofu. But
yeah, good. So I do agree with this, right? Because I mean, everyone should enjoy what they eat. And sometimes if you're going out with a group, you have to compromise, sacrifice, whatever you want to call it. So you might go to an all seafood restaurant which has like one veg option. But it's, I don't know. I think it's fine because food is something which now is more easily available. You can go to like a country which never had Indian food like Croatia. Mm. And now you can get like a dal if you want.
And it'll be shit, but you can get it.
If you want, yeah. But at the same time, how important is it to try local cuisine?
Of course. No, I would agree. And as Indians, this could be a whole other podcast, but we are the typical go to Paris and then go to freaking, what's that, Sarinabhavan?
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why every major city in the world has a little China, little India, right?
Yeah, because our food is just that good.
Yeah, and people. It is good, that's true. So the point when I go to Vietnam and I don't enjoy half-cooked beef.
Pork egg roll every day or whatever.
Yeah, I think I have the right to eat what I want.
Of course, but don't be that.
No, I'm not going to impose my thing, say, if I don't get to eat what I want, none of you do, right?
Yeah.
But how do you balance that in a relationship? If your wife wants to have authentic pho.
Pho, yeah.
I said it right.
Pho.
And I want to have something which I can eat, which, you know, because a lot of food in Southeast Asia for someone who's not used to it smells very fishy.
Yeah. I think you go to a multi-cuisine restaurant and try to get the best of both worlds, basically.
Yeah, so you have to compromise, right?
No, I mean, that is marriage, and that is veg versus non-veg, actually. So, I'm hungry now. And
worst thing about Brahmin women are like, I don't eat meat, but I blowjob.
Thank you for ending the podcast on that note, Sandeep. Sandeep always crossing the line on Blurred Lines podcast. Episode 3. Guys, let us know. The vegetarians in the house, please let us know if we pissed you off or gave you a voice with Mr. Sandeep Rao. The non-vegetarians in the house, please do comment on, you know, do we have an easier life? Do we have a harder life? And what are your opinions and what you guys want us to talk about next week on the Blurred Lines podcast? Bye, guys.
You've been listening to the Blurred Lines podcast with Sanjay Manaktala and Sandeep Rao. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and tune in next week for a brand new episode. This is Blurred Lines, signing off.
Goodbye.